welcome. It's our number two. We're having a ton of fun on a Saturday per usual. If you missed our one, Tommy Lahren said what? That's now in the archives. You can go get that. You can get all of our archives at thebingethinker.com, my website, and there's a click-through there to get the archives. But this hour, as you just saw on the big board, if you're watching on Biz TV, Coast to Coast, we are excited and thrilled to welcome a first-time profile in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. We'll get to that in a second. I also have this interesting set of discussions that we've opened up the phone lines on, 888-340-3373. And I may have to make some specific apologies to my next guest because I wasn't singling her out in asking about this. In fact, let's go ahead and open the Ladies' Lounge. The Ladies' Lounge is where we feature the brilliant voices of women that are in media that I feel like need to have more time. I don't hear enough of these great minds and thoughts in the mainstream. So I open up time on my platform, and I'm always honored to have them. There's so many different ones, and their expertise has really ranged the gamut from the political to the cultural to the we've done relationship, all kinds of stuff that we do in the Ladies' Lounge. And someone who was not there from the beginning, in fact, I wish she had been a few years ago when we launched the Ladies' Lounge in my weeknight show, because it was just a slot where we could just have a lot of fun. But she kind of came along, I don't know, within the last year or so, and we still have a ton of fun. She comments on everything that I can possibly get her on the air to comment about, because I think she is one of those minds that needs to be heard from much more often. Britt McHenry is her name. She's the former Major League Baseball and NFL analyst for ESPN. And now she has a nifty little television show in Washington, D.C. And you sometimes see her on the Fox News Channel and other places as well. But you hear her regularly on Kevin McCullough radio shows. Britt, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, there's something very big as well in the works to announce, and it's been like 3 months of negotiation, but that there'll be something probably in the next couple of weeks to share with you, too.
Oh, so. that'll be fun. Well, welcome back to the broadcast. Now, when you've been on Saturday night show in the past, it's always been on a news issue. It's always been on some story that's breaking or something related to sports. You know, we've talked about the NFL. We've talked about MLB. We've talked about all this stuff. And for some reason, on the screen right now, Britt, they have your picture twice as big as mine. This is awesome. Like, I look like this little tiny midget, and you're this glorious supermodel next to me on the TV screen. Anyway, that caught my eye out of the corner. Here's the interesting thing about you, though.
Mm-hmm.
You actually are as deep a thinker on other things culturally related and public policy and politics and other stuff as you are on the sports end of things. So you're kind of like a double win for people that listen to my show because they love great analysis. And what's interesting is when I talk to real sports aficionados that have heard you, they're like, yeah, Britt knows her stuff as good as any other analyst that, you know, they've heard. So you really are quite gifted in so many different ways. But what if you were to introduce yourself to the audience for the first time here in the Ladies' Lounge, which is where we feature these brilliant minds of women in media. How would you describe yourself? What would you say drives you? And how long was it into life before you understood what your passion was and began to pursue it?
That's a good question. I think I'm a bit of a chameleon, and I don't mean that in the possible connotation of not really sticking to something, but I've always been the type of person when I find a passion, I go with it. And you know, my parents joke that I'm Forrest Gump and then something else comes along. I like to go with it. You know, I think especially for the women you feature or you have featured on your show and for any women listening, like you can be a lot of different things. And that was very difficult for me at first to break into conservative media. I've been a registered Republican, 18, I've been conservative my whole life. Raised Air Force brat, you know, with my father. And I'd always like wanted it, but I think that box of saying, oh, she's an ESPN reporter, you know, she's on the sidelines, which I actually was not a sideline reporter by definition, but people just assume that because they see you there. So it was a little bit difficult, but then there was so much news the past year, as you know, Kevin, I said we covered a lot of it with the NFL and just really now with social media and the access athletes have to weigh in on any topic that I was able to kind of carve a niche out for myself And now, you know, my boyfriend and my parents, everybody just checks my Twitter, probably too nervous. I'm gonna tackle something and just be totally unfocused. But yeah, I was a political science minor. Went to graduate school at Northwestern University. So I'm interested in always learning.
I'm curious how much dad's military experience impacted you in that regard. Like because mm-hmm. he was fighting for his country, so to speak. You know, did that cause you to take a greater interest in what was going on in the country?
Yeah, my father and I have always seen eye to eye, just always fearful of taxes, or rather probably fighting against it, which a lot of us on the conservative side aren't fans of taxes. And he really instilled some certain views in me young, and we would have conversations at dinner. And when I was 15, he was part of the first wave in Iraq.
Mm.
So he was gone for a year. And that same year, my mother had breast cancer.
Wow.
So it was a really, he flew Black Hawk rescue missions. And I would go to take your daughter to work day. I'd go to Patrick Air Force Base. And, you know, and most of the time was by the computers and the vending machines just hanging out. But he took me to all of that. And I met a lot of the gentlemen on base. And yeah, when you have that upbringing and you see people giving the ultimate sacrifice for this country, it really does shape your viewpoints, and it did for me.
Well, and I have not been beyond, you know, making a joke or two at the Air Force's expense, being that we're a solid Navy family. He played a huge role, and that had to be a very tough year for you. 15 years old, mm-hmm. So my daughter's 3, and I'm already like, mm-hmm. totally like, you know, Papa Bear, like over everything that happens to her. I can't imagine being at the age of 15 and, you know, you're starting to, you know, have boys involved and, you know, going out and all the other stuff that dad would probably have normally weighed in on, and not have him there that year.
Yeah, fortunately, I was a late bloomer. So I think my dad was happy about that. I didn't really date. And I was so into soccer. So soccer, playing in college, playing Division One, I played with the girl who, she's the backup national team goalie right now.
Oh, nice.
So soccer was really how I got heavy into sports. And I wanted to be Mia Hamm, Kevin. It just didn't work out. So, I was able to focus on that, you know, and I think it's really important. I just spoke at the Texas GOP convention, and I want, especially, you know, any young women who follow me, no matter what's going on, there's a positive outlet for you to really pour yourself into.
Yeah,
you know, we're
absolutely
not liberals. We don't complain about everything. So, I just kind of trucked along that year.
Well, you went out and you made the best of the situation, which again is that independent reliance that conservatives teach. We're speaking with Britt McHenry. Mm-hmm. You may recognize her face. For those of you watching on Biz TV, you may recognize her voice. For those of you hearing her, she was with ESPN. In the Major League Baseball and NFL analysis categories there. But she has very much weighed in on a lot of breaking news and changing news in sports and politics. And I'm curious, Britt, being an athlete going into sports broadcasting, okay, so basically the guys that went into comms work that were in the athletic or in my experience in schools were twofold. They were the nerdy guys that loved sports that never got to play but knew every statistic about, you know, everything that had ever been done, or they were the jocks mm-hmm. that needed something to fall back on when eventually they were going to, you know, rip their Achilles or something and they needed something else to do. The art of good journalism in sports reporting to me should be of the same standard that you would expect general news to be accomplished through.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it meets that standard currently in what is being offered in America? And if so, why or why not?
With just general news coverage right now?
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like that the prep and the communicators that are in the sports journalism fields are as polished and as accomplished as what you see in the news industry?
No. But I also think that that's happening in news as well.
Right.
I don't, you know, not to get off topic, I'm sure you could ask me about that separately. I will get really fired up if you ask me about what Tommy Lahren said about Roe versus Wade and abortion. And, you know, that is an instance where I could say, other than the very superficial surface level that you're skimming here, trying to appease both parties, you know, what have you studied with Roe versus Wade? You know,
right.
what legal work have you had? I think sometimes we need to take that into account with even the opinion side with pundits.
Okay. See, but now I know we're going to have a fun conversation the rest of the way because I didn't expect you to go there. So thanks for doing that. Let's take this break. Come right back. Britt McHenry,
Hi,
our featured guest.
How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or online at Lord's Diamonds. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friends at Landmark Capital are going patriotic. They'd like you to win a $20 one-ounce Liberty Gold coin on July 6th, you know, 2 days after July 4th, that patriotic of all patriotic holidays. Call and get your 2018 Financial Survival Kit, and when you do, you're automatically registered to win potentially the $20 Liberty coin and a personal consultation with Landmark CEO David Fisher about your portfolio. Personally, with you. You hear him on Money Mondays with me on Kevin McCullough Radio. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. Contest runs April 9th through July 6th, and every entry gets the 2018 Financial Survival Kit, a value of nearly $200, at no cost to you. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
What a little moonlight can do.
So glad you're with us. A live shot of the East River, which is where all those fireworks went off on July 4th. And, man, it was kind of funny. I had D.C. people teasing me and said, hey, you know, the fireworks were great down here in D.C. this week. You should be here. I said, no, you should be here. Because in New York, we know how to do the fireworks. Anyway, it was a lot of fun kidding around with my friends. Speaking of my D.C. friends, one of them is Britt McHenry, who happens to be with us in the Ladies Lounge tonight. And Britt, I didn't mean to accidentally set off a thing of fireworks just before we went to break, because I had no idea you were comfortable discussing the Tommy Lahren thing. But given whatever you need to be observant of, give us your thumbnail sketch of what you make of her comments.
So I had just landed today, as you know. I was overseas.
Right. By the way, you went to Scotland, which I'm very envious of, because being McCullough, I've never been to my homeland. So I'm a little bit envious of that. But it looked like you had a great trip.
Oh, it was amazing. Anyone listening, you should go. This time of year, it's heaven. It was sunny every day.
Very
as
cool.
opposed to raining. But, yeah, I just landed, and I have a lot of good friends, both the Federalists. I know you have a lot of those writers on.
Right.
And I'm on the women's listserv. And so that the email popped up, not to give too much away, but it was the topic. You know, Mediaite had written about Tommy Lahren's comment
right.
about how it's a mistake to overturn Roe v. Wade. And I almost spilled my drink in the plane aisle, Kevin, and shook my head. Now, I'm just coming back from vacation.
Like, right.
Maybe that says I'm too passionate, but I don't know how you call yourself a conservative. I can't rationalize that when you flip-flop so often, especially when it comes to something as significant as pro-life versus pro-choice and,
right.
and that historic Supreme Court case. And also, just one little thing. She referred to it as being a social issue that conservatives shouldn't focus on. We should focus on immigration and the economy. I'd like to say hello. Immigration is a social issue.
Right.
Colin Kaepernick and the viral rants that she's gone on to get attention, those fall under social issues. So I'm confused. Are we not supposed to talk about?
Well, not only that, she goes off to say that it should be church people and civic groups and all these other folks that should set the moral tone of the country. And I'm going, but wait a second, Tommy, aren't all of those groups peopled by voters? Like, you're saying don't make a deal of this. And I don't, you know, you can speculate about what the rationale might be, because Tommy seems to be so conservative on so many other things. But as you just said, I've never in my life heard an actual conservative have those words come out of their mouth. That I can point to you to thousands of people that I've worked with that are conservatives today because of the Roe v. Wade issue. Like, that's why they got involved to begin with. But anyway.
It's very skim the surface level. A part of me thought, because that was the road she went down on The View when that led to her termination at The Blaze,
right.
maybe that's where, you know, she wants to try to keep consistency. But it just, in my opinion, shows a lack of knowledge on the subject. It's not a personal dig. I would love to debate this topic with her on your show, because there's a lot of holes in it. And I think that the older I've gotten, the more appreciation I have for a fetus and the human life.
Yeah.
And
it's
sad to me that especially millennials now and the younger generation, I don't think they have that as in high regard as they should. And
well, you know what's interesting?
Know what
I think there's a two-edged sword with that, actually, Britt, because I think a lot of millennials now are so pro-life, they don't even think about it. Like, it's not even an issue for them from this standpoint. They saw their brothers and sisters in the womb long before they were born. So they saw the 3D full-color picture of their brother and sister, you know, in utero. And, like, so now the technology, because the freshman, sophomore classes of the last, I don't know, like 10 years have been far more overwhelmingly pro-life as young people coming into college than the 20 years preceding them. And that was all of the and I think that actually the pro Roe v. Wade people are going to be, I think they're going to be really sad in the coming days, because I really do think that Trump is going to give us a very literalist judge. He's going to be a strict constructionist. He's going to look at that language and say, you know, this is the intent of the founders. They don't have anything in there about choice or whatever this, you know, nebulous right was read into the Constitution was. And we should turn this back to the states, and the states should decide, you know, state by state what they want to do about it. I think that's where we're going to end up at.
Well, and it's interesting that Roe v. Wade has some intentions, right, where it gives power to each individual 50 state. But that's superseded by protection of the 14th Amendment, where women can ultimately make that choice about abortion. And it's interesting to me, Kevin, how you'll have women so ardently defend Roe v. Wade, right? But then when, you know, there was a story, I don't know if you saw it, there was a pharmacist in Arizona who refused medication to a woman who was having complications with her pregnancy, and it was medication to induce a miscarriage. Now, in the state law in Arizona, if a pharmacist does not want to prescribe something, especially in a case that perhaps that's against his religious beliefs to, at the end of the day, induce the termination of life, that he is allowed to do that, right? So it's just it's yeah. always confusing to me how pro-choice people will bend the laws. They'll pick and choose what they like to try to defend termination of life. And in that case, it's the law. The pharmacist had a right to do that. And we should really look at what the state's laws and state's issues are when we consider this. But unfortunately, a lot of times people don't.
Well, I don't think that the overturning of Roe will end abortion overnight. I think that that's still going to be a state-by-state campaign, and different states will have a tougher time getting rid of it than others, and some will never will. I don't think New York or California will probably ever vote to be done with the procedure. But you should not, if you're a taxpayer in Mississippi and you don't agree with that, or in Florida or in Texas, and you want to lend your collective voice to ending your state's procedure, you should have the right to do that. And I think that that's totally within the framework of the Constitution. And I don't think Tommy knows what she's talking about, because I know so many Democrats that are pro-life whose voices in the Democratic Party have been completely squelched. You know, you're not even allowed to say that in the party anymore. And yet a lot of those union working households that voted for Trump in all those Rust Belt states that I was one of the few people predicted that they would, those are church-going people that believe in children. They believe that it's, you know, a bad thing to do away with them. So I think
Go
ahead.
I get so fired up, as you can tell, because you can't rationalize these conversations, though.
No.
Anytime I've tried to have them, even with the most intelligent Democratic women who are pro-choice, it resorts into petty insults and just, this is my way or the highway. And it's sad, because I acknowledge there are health issues for women.
Right.
I know a couple of my dear friends. Yeah?
No, well, you know what's interesting is the people that I've debated this on Fox with, I'll often make them a deal, and I'll say, okay, if I leave it legal, if my side says, let's leave it legal for the life of the mother and for rape and incest, and I actually know the statistics on those, it's very, very small, but if we say, let's leave it legal for that purpose, will you step up and say, we don't need to make it legal for issues of convenience or lifestyle or anything else that may be, for any other reason than those three reasons? Britt, I can't get one person to take that deal with me, and I think that they know that it would overnight eliminate more than 99% of the abortions that are currently performed, and there's a lot of money being made by Planned Parenthood in the process of all that. Hey, lady, you've been on a plane all day. You got home. You valiantly made it to the telephone to talk to us tonight. I am so grateful that you did. Please come back again, but thanks for being here. Did we lose Britt? All right, well, hopefully she will. She did. She traveled all day. She had a very long day, and we're just happy to have her. Kevin McCullough, we'll take your calls. 888-340-3373. Don't go away. It's Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
So, how are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principal, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message by calling 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. Don't let market volatility ruin your retirement. 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. Call now for your free book.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get 2 standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the 2 free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with 2 standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
Of all the boys... of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. A couple of guys in the video chat put up the smiley faces with the heart eyes popping out. Doing, doing, doing. Yes. Tommy and Britt are beautiful if they are nothing else. But there's so much more going on there, and that's why it's important to have these discussions. Thank you for being here. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. So I started the show last hour with this, but I want to revisit it because I don't know why it bothered me, but it did. And so I need to constantly, in fact, I saw one of my old bosses pop into the chat room just a little while ago. Bruce Everhart, worked for him 100 years ago at a station in Chicago. And a piece of advice he gave me a long time ago is, you know, Kevin, be coachable, be open, be always willing to learn more about yourself. So this is good advice. So I was out celebrating the 4th of July with everybody else. We took the kids to the parade. And, you know, we baked in the sun. It was like 185 degrees in where we were. And but they had a good time. And then we went back and we didn't take the kids to the fireworks. And my 8-year-old the next morning literally lost his mind. He's like, why didn't you wake me up? Because they go to bed at like 7 and the fireworks weren't until like 9. So it was like, well, you know, we'll see. And I did. I went up at 15 till and I tried to shake him and he's like rolled over and like just pushed me away. I was like, okay, I'm not gonna fight you to take you to the fireworks. They were tired. But during the day, all day long, I had this little, you know, device. We all have the little device, right? So we're checking the Instagram and the Facebook and the Twitter and back to the Instagram and back to the Facebook and Twitter. And I'm seeing picture after picture and friend after friend and colleague after colleague and Fox News associate after Fox News associate and advertising executive friend after advertising executive friend and, you know, coworkers and family members and all kinds of people going, you know, and this was the thing that bothered me. Okay, so Kat Temp was a good example. Kat was in Iceland or Scandinavia, so I don't even know where she was. But she didn't say, like, happy fourth from Sweden or wherever it was. It was just like a selfie. Hey, how you doing? I'm from so-and-so. Like, just checking, like, casual vacation check-in selfie on the 4th of July. And so I'm saying, okay, they did that. And then that person did that. And then that person did that. And before I knew it, I was just thumbing through, like I was going, you know, miles and miles into my feed going, did anybody stay in America to celebrate the 4th of July? And I had to ask myself the question, why did this bother me so much? And I don't know that I've come up with the answer to it. I'm curious if you might have insight as to why you think it bothered me. 888-340-3373. Now, I'll admit, I'm a geek for the holidays. I love the parade. I didn't grow up in a town that did a July 4th parade. My little town when I grew up, it was a suburb off of a bigger city. I don't even think that city did a 4th of July parade. They just didn't do it. But since moving to the East Coast and living in communities that are considerably older than the one that I grew up in, it's kind of cool. And so we take the kids every year. We love seeing the high school floats, and every one of the schools in the area makes a float, and they drive it through, and then there's the marching bands, and there's the men's chorus comes through on a big flatbed singing a song, you know, from the whatever, and it's just a lot of fun. So I don't, you know, look, it's not for me to tell people where to vacation or when. I admit that. It's not my right, and I don't want it to be. I don't want you telling me where I should vacation. 888-340-3373. So I'm sitting there looking at these pictures from people going all over the place, and I'm trying to rationalize, why is this bothering me so much? Now, the lovely bride has asked if at some point we could do Christmas in London. And I think London at Christmas would be a beautiful little, you know, experience. I would love to be candid, I would love to be in the Holy Land on Easter Sunday, on Resurrection Sunday morning. I would like to be right there in the middle of the Old City at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and I would love to kind of be in that spot where Jesus rose from the dead on Resurrection morning. So I'm not opposed to leaving for holidays, but why the 4th? Why leave America on the 4th? And should it have bothered me? 888-340-3373. Is it just me being weird? Am I prejudiced? What's the deal? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Take your calls when we come back. 888-340-3373.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year. I Can Only Imagine. Now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friends at Landmark Capital are going patriotic. They'd like you to win a $20 one-ounce Liberty Gold coin on July 6th, you know, 2 days after July 4th, that patriotic of all patriotic holidays. Call and get your 2018 Financial Survival Kit, and when you do, you're automatically registered to win potentially the $20 Liberty coin and a personal consultation with Landmark CEO David Fisher about your portfolio. Personally, with you. You hear him on Money Mondays with me on Kevin McCullough Radio. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. Contest runs April 9th through July 6th. And every entry gets the 2018 Financial Survival Kit, a value of nearly $200, at no cost to you. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principles, 7 Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, live from New York, and on great radio stations, about 300 coast to coast, and on Biz TV television network, which engulfs some 66 million households. We're also evidently heard on long wave radio. I did not know that, but we'll find out more about that in a second. Our topic to close out the show in this final half hour is kind of, I'm puzzled about something. I'm bemused about it. Why did it bother me to see so many of my friends? And I wasn't mad at any single one of them. I think it was more the cumulative effect of just having, like, I don't know, maybe 100 people I knew that were like, yeah, we're jetting for the 4th. We're out of here. 888-340-3373. Does it make me some sort of, like, crazed nationalist to say, oh, that's too bad? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Iceland, where, I kid you not, Chris is supposedly listening to us on long wave radio, line one. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing there in America?
We're doing good.
Sorry, I missed the 4th.
That's okay. What's your thought?
Well, it's kind of like this. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Okay, Chris, thanks for the call. I think Chris had a little too much to drink while listening to his long wave. Let's go to line two. Diane is in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. What's your thought on why was I verklempt on July 4th this year?
I feel like anybody that's conservative and patriotic, we feel like we're under attack and we constantly have to defend our opinions and our patriotism because we're constantly being bombarded by the left.
Well, okay, so why would that make me upset with my friends who decided to take vacations?
Because it's easier to leave than to stay here and face everybody that's protesting constantly.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that, but just you're absent of any protests if you're somewhere else. But I feel
like
you
don't have to look at the news feeds.
But I still feel like you miss out on something if you're over there. There's no fireworks in Paris on July 4th.
No. No, they're not celebrating our independence there.
And I'm pretty sure Great Britain didn't, for sure. That's sure. Hey, Diane, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to South Carolina. Mark is calling us online. By the way, if you want to join the conversation, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Hello, Mark.
Hey, I think you're a patriot.
Well, I want to be, that's for sure.
Well, and that's what's bothering you.
Well, and here's the thing. I want to be very careful, because a lot of my very good friends were the ones that were gone, and I know that some of them are patriots too. And I don't know that anybody did it as a way to say, hey, I'm just getting out of Dodge. But I would feel so weird about planning a vacation that took me out of the country. Like, I would go in the country somewhere. Like, if I live somewhere else, I might come to New York to see the fireworks one July 4th. But I'd never think of, like, going to Canada or Italy or Paris or anything else, you know, for this particular holiday.
Well, I think a lot of it's just, you know, the schedule. They get a week off, this, that, the other. And, you know, celebrating our nation's independence should be about your community and your family.
Right.
And, the most firehouses or whatever around, they usually have barbecues and stuff, and it's free to people, and that's lost its edge. I mean, there's some places that still do that, but
right,
I always pull out on Memorial Day and Veterans, watch Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
I mean, it tells you what it means to be an American.
Now, there's no doubt about that.
Mark, understand, you know, Saving Private Ryan is to us, you and me.
Yeah, it's really true.
I don't know if you've watched the film.
No, I have. It rips my guts out. And in Band of Brothers, I'm right there with the same thing. Here's the thing, Mark. I think that I live in probably a much more liberal part of the country than a lot of my friends that were from red states that left the country. And I understand Diane's objection, saying, well, you know, you have to deal with these protesters. I live with those protesters. They're all around me. Like, every person I know is far more liberal than me. And yet we had the little parade and the fireworks and everything else. I mean, New York City throws the biggest fireworks show in the country up the East River. I mean, it's like seven staging platforms that they shoot them from. And they have the West Point cadets there, and they sing and they play the music. And it's, you know, it's all, I don't know. But I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Like, it's just, that's what America is on July 4th, at least in my book. Anyway, Mark, appreciate the insights. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm the last person on earth you want dictating anything, and I don't want to dictate anything. I don't want to tell people where they can and can't vacation. And I was actually a little bit ashamed of myself that I was so bothered by this. I get really it was like dissonance in my head, you know, two notes that are like really close together but not quite in pitch, and you're like, yeah. Like, I didn't want to I didn't want to feel that way. It wasn't a feeling I was wanting to feel. It was just something that I could not really keep from feeling the more of them that I saw. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're going to screen your call as fast as we can, because I know that there's several of you that want to get in on this discussion. 888-340-3373. But I know for a fact that part of it is the stage of life I'm in. We got the 3-year-old who's now old enough to, you know, stay awake through most things, and she likes to go to these things. She asked 5 days in advance, Daddy, can we go parade? Can we go parade? You want to go to the parade? Yeah, can we go parade? Yeah, well, it's not until Wednesday. Okay, tomorrow we go parade. No. Tomorrow's Thursday. It's going to be next Wednesday. You know, like, we had to, like, stretch out the whole, like, every day. Could we go parade? But she so wanted to be there. And she's there with the little flag, you know, doing the thing. And she's got the little red and white dress on. It was just incredible. Now, a former staff member says, just my input. He just dropped me a note. He said, I've been out of the country for quite a few Independence Days because it's always cheaper to travel by air those days. And, yes, I always miss seeing the fireworks. But see, my good friend Owen, who dropped me that note, you at least missed it. That's the thing. Like, you felt a connection that wasn't there. Like, you missed it. I had a bunch of friends that were just like, oh, yeah, living it up. I don't know. Let's see. Let's go to Kevin in Tampa. Oh, we only got 10 seconds. Okay, Kevin in Tampa, hold on. When we come back, we'll get straight to you. There's a bunch of you that still want to weigh in on this, and we're going to do the best we can. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friends at Landmark Capital are going patriotic. They'd like you to win a $20 one-ounce Liberty Gold coin on July 6th, you know, 2 days after July 4th, that patriotic of all patriotic holidays. Call and get your 2018 Financial Survival Kit, and when you do, you're automatically registered to win potentially the $20 Liberty coin and a personal consultation with Landmark CEO David Fisher about your portfolio. Personally, with you. You hear him on Money Mondays with me on Kevin McCullough Radio. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. Contest runs April 9th through July 6th, and every entry gets the 2018 Financial Survival Kit, a value of nearly $200, at no cost to you. Enter by calling 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principles, 7 Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for hanging out with us for the full night tonight. I hope you had fun. There's a lot of interesting discussion. Britt McHenry, she's a firecracker. I'm so glad that she's doing what she's doing, and I just hope she continues to sail far and high. Let's go back to the phones. We're talking about why I had a little grumpy grousiness in my belly over July 4th because, you know, I don't know. I just looked through my Instagram feed and my Facebook feed and my Twitter feed, and there was a ton of people that were like, hey, we're living it up somewhere else today. I'm like, okay, I guess. Let's go to line one. Kevin is in Tampa. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, how you doing, sir? Listen, there's absolutely nothing to celebrate on July 4th. This country has been invaded with votes and in our jobs, okay? Our FBI, we're being conned by the TV. It's the only way our government communicates us. is through the TV. And our FBI is advising all six networks. Our own FBI is conducting all kind of operations against.
And the minute, Kev, you can produce some sort of evidence of any of that, I'll be glad to take a look at it. Thanks for the call. Let's go to line two. Gary is in Galloway, New Jersey. Hey, Gary, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, hi. About the murder laws that you were talking about before?
Yes.
In some states, it's against the law to even murder in self-defense.
At one point the laws had gotten that bad. I think most of the states where that became the law, that's eventually been walked back. There may be a couple that are still like that, but I think for the most part, you know, the saying used to be, if someone tries to break into your house or is trying to kill you, shoot it, kill it, drag it inside. And that was the kind of colloquial. But I think now, and now that we've got cameras everywhere, like everybody's got a camera on their cell phone, almost every building has cameras coming in and out of the entrances, et cetera. I think there's a lot more justification for people defending themselves than there used to be. But I will agree with you, Gary, that was the point at one point in time. I just don't think it's as common anymore as it used to be.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for having us on down there in the AC area. Appreciate it. Kevin McCullough saying thank you to everyone who listened tonight. By the way, the whole issue with Tommy Lahren, the six things that I wanted to correct her on, I've got a great piece. I hope it's great. I think it's pretty good. I worked really hard on it today. It's going to be published at townhall.com tonight at midnight. But if you've got anybody, not just some conservative like Tommy, but if you got anybody that thinks that the Roe v. Wade issue isn't a good issue politically for Republicans and for conservatives, and you want to give them some sort of evidence to take a look at and say, here, consider these things, I would recommend passing it on, because I think it will give you at least six talking points that will help them and you perhaps understand it better. All right? Hey, we'll see you next week right back here live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. Have a good one.